Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. And this morning, let's have a conversation.
I came along for the ride, you wicked with the clutch. Happened so fast, and it hurt so much. Your car crashed, and I can't look away. I should have known by now, I'm still not afraid. I do it to myself, noise what I never say. Your car crashed. Shattered glass and red lights passing. My life flashing, heading for the same disaster. Faster, faster, and faster. I couldn't stop at the red light. Stop at the red light. I couldn't stop at the red light. Your car crashed, and I can't look away.
No, I cannot look away. Let's have a conversation this morning about accidents in the post office, particularly pit equipment accidents. And let's understand what your responsibility is and what the Postal Service's responsibility is. Again, if you know better, we have to do better. Let's podcast. This morning, I want to spend 15 minutes on accident investigation. Yes, yesterday morning on the end of my podcast, I spoke a little about the situation that took place at the Dallas plant. Well, let's broaden that out, and I want to share what I call the yin and the yang with mail handlers and postal employees. Let's get to the yin. Postal employees, you contribute so much to accidents that if you break it down to its finest compound, you would be shocked. And let me tell you what I mean while we're talking about the yin. Management decides that instead of four personnel, which is needed to do a thing, we're going to bring in two. So here's what the two employees, and I'm talking to mail handlers right now. Here's what the two employees decide. Since we really need four, but management only gave us two, we're going to take it upon ourselves. Instead of pulling three APCs, we're going to pull five or six. Instead of pulling one or two hampers, we're going to pull five or six. So do you not understand, in your mind, you're thinking you're making the mission happen, but in reality, you are creating an unsafe work environment that you have to understand management will never correct until there's an accident. Let's bring this closer to home in Columbus, Ohio, with Columbus, Ohio's dock operations. There should be about 15 mail handlers on the dock, but there's only eight. So what do those eight do? They decide they understand better how to get the dock in working order, so they arbitrarily get up on equipment, which the plant manager has already said, if it's in your area, he's okay with it. Unauthorized. And again, plant manager takes a position. If you are licensed, you are authorized to drive in your area, whether you're asked or not. The only difference is, if you're asked, they're going to pay you. If you're not asked, it's okay for you to do it so that you can get the work done of two people, but they're not going to pay you, but it is okay. Listen to me very carefully. You are creating a work environment that is hazard-filled. And as I said, the postal management team will never interrupt that because they get cheaper labor. That's why we had the Civil War. But you as mail handlers should know better. And if you know better, it is important that you begin to do better. I'm going to give you one more example of mail handlers creating unsafe work environments. And then I'm going to give you the yang part of this podcast. Mail handlers, and I only work in Columbus right now, so my examples come from the Columbus plant. mail handlers who drive the long extended forks. I'm talking about the walkie rider. Here's what you do. The post office says that vehicle should not go more than 4 to 5 miles per hour inside the building. But you know what you do as mail handlers? You intentionally manipulate the controls to force that piece of equipment to go faster because you don't like going slow. Is that crazy? The post office sets a speed limit. You manipulate that speed limit to make you go faster so you think you're doing a better job for the post office when all you are doing, again, is creating an unsafe work environment. Now, let's talk about accident investigations. When there is an accident, there is a set manner in which to investigate an accident, and you can look up this resource on Light Blue called the Accident Investigation Guide. Now, this guide tells postal management how to investigate, and I want to start off by saying, in Columbus, Ohio, the union, to the best of my knowledge, is not a part of that investigation. You see, when there are accidents, in addition to gathering on-site data, in addition to gathering numerous pictures of the accident investigated area, that does not happen with consistency. If there is an accident, postal management, from the best, again, of my understanding, not only are they investigating an accident, they're also trying to determine how can they blame the employee for the accident. So once the accident has occurred, you take pictures. There are there's one form that comes to mind immediately, and that is the 1769 Report of Accidents. It's a report that postal management do online, and they send it to hire so that their documentation is evaluated. But the fact-gathering process used by Postal Service, and again, particularly Columbus, Ohio, is about as useless as allowing Stevie Wonder to drive the tour bus. Now, once photos are taken, a narrative is given of the accident site by as many people who has witnessed the accident. Once that's done, now the post office should, and here's the big word, should match their facts of the accident to the SOP, the standard operating procedure. You want to match what happened against what should have happened. And you see, when we talk about what should have happened, that's where the post office gets ghost, because they don't want to talk about what should have happened unless it allows them to blame you. And this is why I go back into accident investigations and say, the unions, you have to be a major part of accident investigation. That definitely should be something that you should talk about at labor management meetings. But one of the reasons that won't happen is because it will create additional work for your stewards. And we all know they're not really trying to hear that. But it should be something that's heard. When you match what happened against what should have happened, I'm going to tell you, more times than not, we're going to find that the employee involved in the accident knew the right way to do it, but took an expedited means to get it done so that they can think they know more than the supervisor, they know more about postal operations than postal management, and they think that they're doing a good thing, and all you're doing is opening yourself up to a hazard-filled work environment and subjecting other employees who want to work safe to work around your unsafe person. By ensuring every accident is investigated, the Postal Service wants to help their managers and supervisors identify root causes and take action to ensure future accidents don't occur. Well, see, there's a dichotomy in the mission statement there. Because if postal management was sincere about investigating accidents, most of the time you'd find that the accident happened because an employee is going over and above in order to accomplish the postal mission, which is short-staffed to begin with. Now you take your discretionary effort, put it in play, and create an unsafe work environment while simultaneously making the mission happen. But listen, folks, that's not your responsibility. And I don't care who tells you it is. That's not your responsibility. If that job is a two-person job, then and there's only one person, then you do the best you can. Never mind about trying to usurp all the responsibilities of two people. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying to you. Understand your job. Understand the postal manner in which to do your job. And I want to tell you right now, if you understand your job and do your job as it is laid out by the United States Postal Service, we're going to minimize accidents, but we're going to miss a lot of mail on dispatches. And I'm here to tell you that's okay. And let me tell you why it's okay. It's okay because postal management concerns itself with just one thing, and that's failure. And what I mean by concerns themselves with just failure, if we fail, then they put processes in place to fix the failure. If we continue to work unsafe and the failure is not evident to postal management, they will never address it. Do you understand what I'm saying? As long as postal management, with respect to creating unsafe work environments, allow one mail handler to try and be responsible for loading five automated pieces of equipment, dumping belts, doesn't matter if you run around A's, jump over pallets, as long as you are keeping those five belts filled, postal management will never say anything. But because of the consistent exerted effort that you have to give, you now become more susceptible to an accident. And I say to you again, as long as you're keeping those belts filled, postal management will never correct it. And when you have an unfortunate accident, they're going to do accident investigation on you, just like there were five people in that area that should have been there. They're going to investigate you as if you had a full crew. And more times than not, unions, because they are so unaware on how to properly investigate accidents, allow that to take place, and then you suffer the unfortunate end result of some type of corrective action. That's how, or that's what I mean when I say it's okay. As long as you are doing what it is you are hired to do, and you're doing that to the best of your ability, and let me tell you, nobody gets hired to dump on three and four belts simultaneously. Not part of the hiring package. But we make it that. Unsafe work environment, folks. And listen to me. I am never in a position to tell anybody to slow down, because that's just not smart. And those of you who think that is my message, let me tell you something. If you work at 100 miles an hour and you attempt to work at 75, let me tell you, that is going to be far more exhausting to you than if you worked at the 100 that you are naturally capable of. So trust and believe, I'm not trying to change that. Let me bring this, what I call a KHR, a Kenny Hodge rant. Let me bring it full circle back around to accident investigations. Now, let me say to you that I'm thankful that somebody posted that forklift in Dallas going over the platform because the truck pulled away. I'm very thankful for that because, see, that's the kind of thing that gets media attention.
I'm thankful for the
that's
photograph.
That's what I call using mass media to...
I'm not thankful for the accident.
The advantage of putting a light on a situation and forcing, yes, I said forcing the Postal Service to do something about it. Now, as everybody knows, I'm going to be that person to tell you most of the rules and regulations that are in place sent down by postal headquarters guarantee your safety, guarantee you longevity in the workplace. Notice again, these are the original rules, and I'm not trying to get educated, but this is the precept before local management gets it and creates a concept. So Dallas, you should expect to see some people in your area that you're not used to seeing, because I'll bet you the post office is going to investigate this because this makes them look careless. So because it makes them look careless, again, not so much about your safety, they're going to put eyes on this and figure out what happened. But I want to close by saying, and postal employees, I've been saying this since I've had a podcast, and I'm going to continue saying it. Take the time to find out what it is your actual job is. Never mind what Mo or Larry told you. Never mind that. You take the time to find out what your actual job is and what you're responsible for. And again, I will bet you everything that I'm ever going to own, it's not what you're doing right now. So let's understand safety. Let's work towards a safer work environment, even if it means you can't do the job of four people. If that's what it means, then that's what it means. Make them hire four people like they should. But let's understand what it is we're supposed to do. And not only will accident investigation become easier for postal management to do, because it won't happen nearly as often, you'll feel better knowing that every day you're doing the safe, not the expedited, but you're doing the safe work method as prescribed by postal headquarters. Let's have a great day.